mental health and addiction.
Governor Andrew Cuomo highlighted the need for more accessible mental health services during a speech about the upcoming budget last week.
We're launching 24-hour urgent care centers. This is an unforeseen but very real byproduct of COVID, has been the mental health, the stress, the isolation, the addiction problems, the domestic violence problems. We have to recognize it for what it is, and we have to address it.
Spectrum Health's urgent care clinic, located on Main Street in downtown Buffalo, opened right before the pandemic began. Kevin Beckman, the facility's managing director of clinic operations, says there has long been unmet needs for rapid access to quality care.
So we have case managers, we have a nurse practitioner, we have licensed therapists. And the whole purpose was to really, under one umbrella, look at that individual from a comprehensive lens.
Anybody in need of mental health or addiction services can walk in and receive care. Beckman says they examine the social detriments of health to help connect those in need to other community services.
When we first started this adventure, the original name for the project was called Holistic Health.
The belief, as Clinic Program Director Rhiannon Martin sees it, is many essential medical services are tied to each other.
Trying to understand the underlying, like, mental health symptoms could be exacerbated by medical. So being able to offer those services, holistic health services, I believe is very important.
Both Beckman and Martin explained the importance of creating a welcoming presence as somebody enters.
When a person comes in, we kind of have a saying, it's how can I help you, right? I'm very keen on that being the leading statement for us.
We usually have one of our intake clinicians provide them with education on the services and especially what they will be completing the first day for services. So that's usually like the intake appointment, seeing a nurse for the nursing assessment. So the clinician will really provide them with education on the individuals that they'll be meeting with that day and then continuing care.
And if the presenting issue is housing, we have a targeted case manager who can assist with that. If the presenting issue appears to be more medical, then we have the nurse who can assist with that.
There's also a psychiatric nurse practitioner and psychologist available during open hours. With a diverse staff at hand, Beckman also acknowledges concerns some may have about in-person urgent medical care costs.
Even if an individual has no ability to pay, we will not turn them away.
Beckman says one demographic they've been getting quite a bit of is local college students.
We had one student come in who was from the Far East, actually, and had no ability to pay and was out of the medications and couldn't get a hold of their provider in their home country. We provided the script for that individual who went back to the school counseling and said, hey, look, they were able to help us here. So now we're getting calls from those on-campus counseling when the students also need some psychiatric medication services.
Getting a script filled, getting a physical, being connected to the right caseworker for housing needs. Spectrum Health staff see a mental health and addiction urgent care clinic as a bridge to accessibility. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.